I don't know how to bring this up.
You get this glint in your eye when you're going to put something on me and, yeah.
It's a point of order.
Okay, here we go.
Now.
Bring it.
This is the fourth week. This is show number 17.
Mm.
And, you know, I've been sitting in the Zinc office
counting
there on my own for a long time last year.
Yep.
And, of course, now we share that space.
So, okay. So you better explain. So there's a small, we've got our own small office, just the two of us.
You and I, that I've had on my own for a long time. And, you know, I was able to stretch my legs out and, you know, go pantless if I wanted to. And just to show how comfortable things were.
Gross, people are eating their breakfast.
Okay, sorry.
That's not true. Oh, so did you used to go pantless in your...
No, I'm just grossing you out a little bit.
Thank you.
Point of order. We have a little bar fridge.
Yeah.
In the office. Now, it's been there for a long, long time. Various members of the office have come and gone in that time, and we've all contributed. We years ago decided instead of putting stuff into the big fridge out in the kitchen of
where,
the station.
Where everyone puts their stuff, yeah.
There used to be every couple of weeks clean outs by upper management because they got sick of the smell, which, fair enough, they had to act
gross
on. Anyway, stuff gets thrown out, and you'd go to, where's my heat 'em up, where's my milk, where's my whatever, and it's gone because it had been thrown out in the last cull. So we all decided we'd throw $30 in.
Mm.
Thanks to our good mates at Harvey Norman Noosa, we managed to get this fridge, and we, you know,
who's
set it
we
up. Well, the previous breakfast show.
Okay.
And various people who've been in the station over the years all contributed their money. So there was about five or six of us who did. And the agreement was last man standing gets to take the fridge.
Okay, so you are...
Pretty much the last man
the
standing.
The last man standing, okay.
So the fridge really is mine now.
Okay.
And I'm finding people are putting things in that fridge that, one, have not asked me permission, and two, have not contributed financially to the ongoing costs of running
you,
that fridge.
Terry, ongoing costs? Are you actually paying for the electricity in this building?
It does get circled by management, and so I contribute $5 here or there
you
to...
You do not. You are such a fibber. I have... So this is all because I've stuck one yogurt in that fridge. That's the only thing I've
did
put
you
in
ask
there.
Permission?
You no,
haven't contributed to the fridge. You haven't,
well,
now they've got the yogurt in there, it might spill. You might actually have to have clean it and defrost it now. So, because I'm doing that job. I'm defrosting and I'm cleaning and I get it done regularly and no one else is. So,
okay. So you want me to pitch in and give you some money to so as I can use that fridge?
Well, do you want to be last person standing? Give us the $30.
I really don't care about the bar fridge, actually, to be honest. But if you are going to be that tight... I will give you some money just to so
well,
I don't, just look at you. Look at his eyes light up.
Okay, 20 cents rental. No, it has to be digital now. So $1 rental per
week. $1 for how long?
Per
what,
week.
Per week.
To keep your yogurt in me.
I'll give it to you just so as I can complain about it and tell everyone how much of a tightwad you are. Done. I'll consider yourself paid. Once $1 a week I'll give you.
But that's the thing. Because you're new and this thing has been around for such a long time, we have that agreement, then is it only fair that you contribute to it because
all
you
right
will use it?
Okay, so how much did you pitch in towards this fridge?
$30 about 6-7 years ago.
$30. So you paid $30.
There were six of us.
Six or seven. I'm going to do the math on that and work out.
We also got a very good deal from Harvey Norman Noosa.
$30.
By six people.
6 or 7 years ago, and you want me to pay you $1 a week. You know what I want to say to you is you can shove it, but I'm going to do it just so as I can tell everyone how much of a tightwad you are.